Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Microsoft released a public preview of Loop, a new collaborative work app on the web, Android, and iOS. The app supports live updating components that can be dropped into other Microsoft 365 apps. It also supports task assignments, project tracking, and other task management features. Mobile apps are limited to work accounts right now, but the web app is open to all. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission proposed a new click-to-cancel rule, which would require businesses to make it easy to cancel a subscription as it is to start it. The proposed rule would also require businesses to ask consumers if they want to hear additional offers when they try to cancel a subscription, rather than just showing them automatically. The FTC will soon open the rule to public comment. Bloomberg sources say Apple plans to spend $1 billion a year to expand its original films division. This will focus on blockbuster titles with wide theatrical releases before coming to Apple TV+. This would see films released to thousands of theaters at least a month ahead of coming to streaming. The company also reportedly plans to partner with studios to handle international distribution. Bloomberg sources also say Apple is considering bidding for the rights to stream English football games, including Premier League and English Football League matches. This comes after Apple entered into a 10-year deal to broadcast Major League Soccer matches last year. Amazon announced Wednesday it sold more than 200 million Fire TV devices. That's up 50 million since CES 2022. Amazon also announced smaller 43, 50, and 55-inch options of its flagship Fire TV Omni QLED series, and it's launching a cheaper TV lineup called the 2 Series, limited to HD resolution, but starting at $199. Snap announced AR Enterprise Services, which will offer its augmented reality filters to businesses directly integrated into their apps. This includes AR virtual try-ons, a 3D viewer to see objects at different angles, and fit and sizing recommendations based on body scans. Snap will also assist clients to customize filters and provide performance analytics. Nikkei Asia's sources say Toshiba will accept a takeover bid from Japan Industrial Partners, or JIP, estimated at around 2 trillion yen, about 15.3 billion U.S. dollars. Once JIP completes its application process for the takeover bid, it reportedly will purchase shares from existing shareholders to take Toshiba private. The photo filter app Hipstamatic relaunched on the iOS App Store, offering a more simplified look and an actual photo sharing network. It lets you publish to a chronological feed, limits followers to 99, includes camera filters, and doesn't show ads. Co-founder Lucas Buick said it will support the app through a community membership program, but didn't offer much specifics. Epic Games demoed new procedural generation tech in Unreal Engine 5.2. This lets developers build a small section of an open-world setting, which is then automatically built out to a large scale. It also showed MetaHuman Animator, which can convert video performance capture into an in-game asset. It also launched a public beta of Unreal Editor for Fortnite, letting devs publish projects directly in the game. Microsoft-owned GitHub opened a private preview of a new version of its app called Copilot that uses OpenAI's language generation tools to help software developers write code. Copilot X adds new chat and voice features that can surface explanations of code segments and propose bug fixes. GitHub will also start using GPT-4 for chat, but code completion features will continue using older language models. Canva announced Assistant, which lets users search for design elements, suggest graphics and styles to match a design, and can quickly access new features. The company also expanded its AI-powered copywriting assistant Magic Write to all project types. Previously, this was limited to Canva Docs. The company also announced a new tool to create presentations from outlines, a magic edit feature that'll add or replace items in an image, and BeatSync, which matches videos to a soundtrack. WhatsApp released a new Windows client. It supports multi-device sync, so you can use it without your phone. It can also do video calls with up to 8 people at a time, and audio calls with up to 32 people, with plans to increase these limits going forward. At the Game Developers Conference, Meta said that 40 games on the Meta Quest store grossed over $10 million in revenue, up from 33 titles it said in October. It also said there are now over 500 titles in the store, up from 400 in October. Huawei announced the Watch Ultimate smartwatch, which looks like a premium diver's watch, able to last up to 24 hours at up to 110 meters underwater. Internally, it uses a 1.5-inch 1,000 nit round display and runs Harmony OS. Battery life is rated at 14 days. No word on pricing yet. It comes to the UK and Europe on April 3rd. And finally, Nothing officially announced its $149 Ear 2 wireless earbuds. Compared to the Ear 1 buds, these are slightly taller and lighter, with a more durable plastic, IP54 rated, and The Verge's John Porter found they offered noticeable improvements in sound quality and noise cancellation. The buds replace tap controls with squeezing the earbud stem. Using the Nothing X app, users can personalize noise cancellation and equalizer based on their hearing automatically. The buds can also connect to up to 2 devices at a time. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.